Stephen Tharp returns to Springfield to perform for the first time in really quite a while. You come back here all the time to visit, but you haven't performed in a while, and you're doing...
It's been a few years.
It has been, and you're doing the Springfield Contemporary Theater Sunday Songbook Series this Sunday night at 7 at SCT Center Stage in Wellhoyt Plaza. You're doing a program I actually saw you do up in Columbia about, gosh, what's it been, a year and a half ago, something
about,
like that?
About a year or so.
About a year ago. And it's the Great American Songbook, basically.
Yeah, under the idea that no song is safe for me.
yes.
I put together a program that ranges from Gershwin and Cole Porter through vaudeville and up to contemporary pieces like Paul Simon and Peter Allen.
You've had this interest, and people think of Steve Tharp as being an opera singer, a concert singer, and things like that, but you have had this interest in what you might call the I'm not sure what you call it, the cabaret repertoire, the Great American Songbook repertoire,
mm-hmm.
your whole life. I mean, when we were kids, you guys were doing Gershwin and Jacques Brel reviews when we were in high school still, and you did a great show of show tunes and things when you were in school in Wichita State University.
Yeah, I've always had this this other vocal life, this other interest apart from the classical repertoire. To just get into the great American songs and really explore them. Of course, I come by pretty honest. My parents made sure that I grew up listening to Frank Sinatra and Ella Fitzgerald and singers like that. And then I discovered some great singers on my own, like Mabel Mercer and Barbara Cook and various ones.
Bobby Short.
Bobby Short, absolutely. He was great at the Cafe Carlyle. And in my own modest way, trying to walk in those footsteps.
As you say, you came by it honestly. I remember you were sitting in your dad's record collection, including a lot of those sorts of things.
Right, right. I just grew up listening to that kind of music, and even before classical music. So it's kind of my first love, you might say, in music.
What people might not know around here is the fact that you actually did an ensemble show. In fact, I guess you're still doing it off and on, the three cabaret tenors.
Yeah, in New York. We did a fun show at a theater in New York a few years ago and have revived it since then a few times, including several Christmas shows. The three tenors in search of an act, we called it. a pretty lighthearted version of the three tenors. We put a little classical in there just for those who... we want to hear that sort of thing. We had a rendition of Nessun Dorma.
Of course.
But because everybody expects that from three tenors.
You're contractually obligated to do that.
Exactly. Everybody is. They call themselves three tenors.
Right.
But mostly we did, the kind of music that I'm doing here, American pop and standards. It was a lot of fun, and I learned a tremendous amount from doing a semi-long run of those performances.
Right, that wasn't just a one-off. You did a number of performances of that.
Yeah. We were booked actually for most of one summer at a club called I can't remember the name of it now. It's closed. It was in Chelsea, in New York.
You guys didn't close it down, but
no. It didn't close because of us. I don't think.
It's not something you want on your resume. No.
Yeah, exactly.
You've now been it's been what, 5 years up in Columbia?
Yes, I've been a professor, assistant professor of voice at MU this is my fifth year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you've adapted quite well to the day job.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't something you'd done before, really.
Well, I had taught before. I had taught
private
in New
student,
York,
yeah.
but not in an institutional setting. Yeah, I'm having a great time teaching here. The kids are wonderful, and they keep you on your toes, and... I have a very lively life, and I'm still enjoying performing in a lot of places.
That was really part of the deal when you took that job, that they wanted someone who not only would teach, but would also have an active career as a performer, getting out. And when you're not only performing, but of course you also direct.
I have directed. I like to tell people what to do, so I occasionally get paid for it.
Well, what do you have coming up as far as the... let's move to the classical side of the career.
Well, I'm going back to East Lansing, Michigan, where I just did a Schubert recital not too long ago, to do a Handel oratorio, the Foundling Hospital Anthem. with them. And then in November, I'm going to be appearing with the Wichita Symphony in Haydn's Creation. So those are the two most upcoming things that I have going on.
Have you had to slow down the performing career a bit to accommodate the 5 days a week throughout the school semester?
Well, yeah, there are things that just won't fly, like a long rehearsal period for an opera, for instance.
Right,
would be very hard to make that compatible with a teaching schedule. But going out for a few days for a concert, that's generally okay. So I've been able to keep up the concert side of things, but the opera is, I think, mostly in the past now.
Well,
never say never, but, you know, I think that those days are mostly in my past. I have a big birthday coming up.
Yes, you do. You'll be here singing on your birthday. Let's be honest about that.
My birthday celebration.
Yes, I love it.
My present to myself.
Yes. We mentioned briefly what the program is going to be like. Do you wish to go into any more detail about what you're going to be performing Sunday night?
Well, just that it's a wide variety of songs. I am be doing several Gershwin favorites and an Irving Berlin song from the late teens called You'd Be Surprised, which some people may still remember, and some fun songs like Hard-Hearted Hand of the Vamp of Savannah, G.A.
Yes.
Contemporary songs, a Paul Simon song and a beautiful song by David Friedman called We Can Be Kind, which a lot of people ask about after they've heard it because it's not a well-known song, but it's a very beautiful one with a great message. So it's something for everybody kind of program.
Now, you're bringing your accompanist down from Columbia, from the MU Music Department.
Yes, my colleague Neil Minturn, who is on the faculty here, will be playing for me. He's a theory professor in his regular job, but he plays a mean jazz piano.
Ah.
And we started putting this show together and just got on like a house on fire. So it's great working with him again.
Well, it'll be great to see you again and to hear this program again, because we certainly enjoyed it the first time.
Well, thank you.